He's here to get you out here in the sun. Not sure if neighbors talked to you about the work we're doing today.
I don't think so. I may have seen some flyers.
Maybe the association got out a little bit.
Yeah.
Mostly it's just the preseason stuff. The home's getting a little more established. But I guess most of the neighbors we're treating today are about 2 years, 2.5.
Yeah.
Is that where you're at?
Well, we're probably 3 years or so.
Okay, so one of the earlier ones. But mostly as the homes are more established, they start to kind of settle and crack. So the neighbors just have us kind of treating these fault lines all the way around for the ants. And see, that's just the little guys. Just spraying them out before they get established this summer. And then the spiders, those jumping ones, getting those taken care of.
Yeah, well, I've certainly seen a few.
Have you? Well, it's a new home.
So what, I don't know if I've gotten any quotes.
Okay. Let me, and that's what I'm doing today, is because we're doing a group rate, because the trucks are going to be here from 10 to 2 today. Keep it cheaper for everyone to stay on the street. But when you did your last house, what were you guys using back there, Terminix or somebody? Okay.
I have used Terminix before.
Good company. I like them. We're on the West Coast real big, so we've just come out this way these last 2 years. What we're doing is a little different than they are. We're coming April and May back to back, getting the adults and the pupa of these small ants. 2 times in the summer, because the 60 days is what the EPA regulates the products at. So we're using kind of more organic, and they biodegrade a little bit quicker. And this in the fall is kind of when those larvae are adults, and then again in the spring when those eggs hatch. So just a full year flush out before they get to be an established unit in the colony. So a little different than most companies, but where we're coming out, we're taking a web away brush, clearing all these spider webs down, and actually spraying a rosemary repellent. So that's the only odor, is that rosemary.
Okay.
Most people like it. I don't know if you do the cooking in the house, but...
We're not big on rosemary, okay. Actually, but I think outside it wouldn't be a problem. So this is a plan. What do you warranty?
Good question. We're actually covering everything for you. The spiders, the mice, the ants. These guys were getting up around the doors. You're not with the shutters, it looks like. That's easier.
No, that's true. Yeah, we don't have any shutters here. We there's always a few.
Wasps. Okay. We'll take care of those. With the brush, we can go up 30 feet, so we can knock down any hives or nests. And then we'll actually spray around all the doors and all the windows from the outside, because those are where your stink bugs will come in. Earwigs, silverfish. The ticks, we're going out about 8 feet with a granular, and that just needs to get watered in, and that'll take care of the ticks and the fleas. As your neighbors bring in mulch, that's what spreads that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the liquid spray is a 3 foot out, 3 foot up, and that's guaranteeing like these little ants and everything. Inside, did you guys finish the basement? Or?
Yes.
Well, you went all the way. Nice.
Yeah, except for a portion that's insulated but not finished.
Okay. Storage area. Okay. What we'll actually do is get up in with this straw-looking thing there. We don't want to come in and spray the baseboards or the carpet, because there's not a lot of bug population there. We want to get right in where the nest is. And as you're using that hot and cold water, there's condensation. So we stick that straw unit right along your pipe into the wall, and we're getting the product right into the wall where the nests are. So
yeah, there's not. Well, where it comes in, but there's not much you can get to from there.
Okay, there's just a cap on there.
Well, I mean, there's the open part, and then nothing. I mean, there's not much on the finished side that you can get to. So I don't know where.
Mostly under the kitchen sink, a few of the bathrooms. And where the toilet water goes down into the ground, because all your pipes will connect, and that way we can treat it up around the plumbing pipes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the storage, like sump pump area. Interior garage, that's where a lot of your spiders will start their way and come in, so we like to get that done. But most of the work we're doing biodegrades from the sun, so the outside is what we focus throughout the whole year. And then inside, we like to get about 3 times a year, just because there's less breakage, breakdown of the products. But are these little ants I'm watching trail here, are they making their way inside yet, or just outside?
We don't have them inside. We've gotten them routinely inside if you leave like garbage sit around too long.
Sure, right. That's by the back sliding door or this front
door? No, it's actually in the middle in the kitchen area, and it's kind of like they're coming in, I think, from the side through the garage, probably in between the walls.
Is that where you're storing your garage, or the garbage?
No. It's actually going into the kitchen.
Okay.
They're actually moving all the way through.
Okay.
So they're getting in from outside somewhere, and it could be here, but I think it's probably more on the side because the kitchen actually is on that side.
Oh, that makes sense, and it's warmer because that's where the sun's hitting throughout the day. What I can do when my tech comes is just kind of have them customized. So some homes are different. They may be used to gels and baits and just kind of draw them out of their nest.
You know, so what is the rate? Is it...
Oh, yeah, sorry, let me show you. Yeah, let me show you. I didn't
know... And also, I didn't hear anything about termites. Do you warranty against that? Do you check for those?
We will. We'll do an inspection for you. This area hasn't been bad. Some of the older homes we're doing, what they're seeing are those carpenter ants.
Yeah, and the carpenter, the other big... I mean,
those
most of the other things... I mean, we have a...
Kemlon or...
No. We have a little creature running.
Like a vole?
We call them with the long tail.
Yeah, the voles or a shrew. Mole.
No, I don't think it's a mole. I think it's more like a chipmunk or something like that on that side. But
okay. We can take care of, like, the mice and the voles. The voles are just a dumb mouse, and they usually do these furrows through the lawn. They'll tear up your lawn, so we can help with that. Like I said, termites haven't been a problem. We'll do an inspection, but to really guarantee it, you'd have to do the drilling into the foundation. You don't want
to
get into that unless you have them.
No, right.
But we will cover for you what we're doing on the discount for the group here. If you don't mind my asking, are you the 3,000 to 4,000 square foot, or are you the 4+ living space?
With the basement, it's probably about 4,200.
Okay, we'll just drop you down then. The initial, what they're having me do with the trucks available is drop the 185 just down to 85 flat, and then they have me guarantee the carpenter ants for you as well. So you're not paying the full price there. We're just dropping it down to the 85 for you. And then all the wasps, the ticks, the stink bugs, just throwing all that in as well at the 85 discount. So just kind of a flat rate because the trucks are out from Bridgeport, so it's just easier to stay local. And then guaranteeing all your standard stuff, the ants and the spiders. This first treatment, these carpenter ants, to do that service, by law, we can only spray 1 foot out and 1 foot out.
Uh-huh.
But from then on out, we'll spray 3 feet out and 3 feet out. It's just the product we're using for this, it's a termiticide. So it would kill a termite if it walked across it. But since we're not drilling into the foundation, we can't give you a guarantee on that. But we'll guarantee the carpenter ant.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's coming in on a lot of the mulch. Like your neighbor's bringing in this new stuff. It's just a ground-up tree, and that's, you know, you don't want them when they're mating. This is what they're doing, is flying. You don't want that. But yeah, we guarantee all that at the 85. And then like we're doing for John, we're just actually keeping it at that same rate as we're coming out throughout the rest of the year. And then the nice thing is, anytime in between, if you need extra service, just call us, we'll come out for free. So if the mice or these voles, we set some traps, and you want us to come and clean them out because you're busy working or traveling, just come out for free within about a day or two and get them no charge. So these ants, usually you'll see an increase. As we start to treat, it's going to agitate them and scare them up out of their nest. So give that about 10 to 12 days. And then after that, if you're still seeing it, call us, we'll come back out for free. Because bugs are like people, right? They've been around for longer than us, and they're going to grow immune as time goes on. So if you're seeing it, let us know. We just come back out and retreat with some newer stuff.
So, all right, 85 a visit, 7 visits a year about.
Let me show you. I can break that down. I did it for John as well. So you're looking at 7 by 85 puts you at that 595. A little bit of tax puts you at that 630. And then he paid the year in advance, so we just did a $599.17. So you get a 5% off if you pay it all at once, which is what he said, better than a CD. So
yeah,
he's like, my savings account's not giving me that kind of interest, so might as well. But then as we're coming out, that first year, it's a little more frequent. What he liked and what he mentioned is after the year's done and all the eggs are gone, then you'll still want some maintenance. But instead of going every 2 months, what we would then do is do like an every 3 month service, and it would stay at 85. So you move from 7 treatments down to like 4. So so that's a lot cheaper after that first year. It's just we want to guarantee it and get that ache cycle flushed out. And in order to do that, we need to come on that 60-day rotation because that's all the products will last. If we skip a month, then these eggs have time to mature and the cycle starts over. And you can tell with the queen, she's laying 1 to 3 eggs a day, so that colony's not going away soon.
So you go, that will take care of the ants within the range of how far from the house?
The granular, it's a spreader, and it's going out 8 to 10 feet. And that needs to be watered in to get activated. And then the spray, the liquid spray, is a 3 foot out, 3 foot up. Anything beyond that, we don't charge you for, but just, you know, have your technician look at it. Because our theory is bugs are necessary for the environment. We just don't think they're necessary for the home. So we want them out there, you know, in the park strip. That's great. They can dig up the soil and they can permeate the soil. But anything close to the home, because as you'll watch these guys, these actually, everywhere they're walking, they're leaving a kind of a pheromone trail. And that's why they're walking in the same path and they run into each other. They're following a pheromone. Those same pheromones are what attract those carpenter ants. Because they'll smell these guys, and these guys are lunch to the small, to the big guys. I'm sure you know this, the carpenter ants, they'll chew up the wood, but they don't eat the wood as a food source. That's a termite. Carpenter ants just nest in it, and they feed on the small ants. So this is lunch to them. So we flush all this out, then they have less of a reason to come over. Because this is, you know, it's all the face brick, but everything behind it's the wood that they nest in. So, but nice thing is where we're here, we have a 10 to 12 available, or an 11 to 1 this afternoon. So it's just kind of whatever is easiest for your guys' schedule.
Yeah, so it's timing.
Yeah, being a working man and all. are you going in and out a little bit today?
Yeah, well, we have some stuff, and I don't know what their hours are yet. So
okay, because I can probably get them over here, like I said, before noon for sure. The inside takes about 15-20 minutes, and then if you need to take off, they'll do the outside, and that takes about half an hour to do the outside.
Well, all right, let me. Let me check with my wife on this. I have to see if she really wants to deal with the stuff around here. There's some, yeah, she's kind of sensitive to that. So
okay, sure. Maybe if you want to have
bugs,
her.
But
yeah.
Do you want to hold on? Or
yeah, or have her come talk to me if she has some questions. I'll just wait.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. All right, well, all you can do from here on out is pray that she comes to the door and talks to you. On time, taking a few notes.
right. Well, we can do this.
Okay. The 10 to 12 then?
Yeah.
That, okay, sooner than later?
Yeah.
Okay, now, and did you want to do pay-as-you-go per treatment or just get it all
no,
out?
No, I'll pay.
Get it out of the way? Okay. And then that'll just be that $5.99.17. What's your first name?
$5.99.17.
Yeah, you're right on there. So just barely misses out on your full tax.
Jeff Glenn.
Okay, that's a good solid name. Two N's?
Yes.
Address?
That's 95 Laurel Lane.
Oh, you're Laurel. I thought Laura for some reason.
Yeah, it's Laurel.
L-A-U-R-E-L. It's kind of interesting how they do the old homes and the new homes right here close like that.
Yeah, well, at least they opened the road. Originally, they weren't going to. That's down at the end, because that's Laurel all the way down.
Through the stop sign?
Yeah.
Okay. So the ants, I'm just making some notes here. In the kitchen, coming in through the garage, you said.
Yeah, somewhere. I mean, we don't know because they're coming in, but it's the funny thing is, it's in, like, in the center of the room, so they're coming in up through the island.
Oh, the cabinetry in the island.
Yeah.
There. Okay. And there's a
now,
sink in the island.
We haven't had any this year. I mean, we're more careful with the garbage you learn. Some like sweets. It's kind of funny depending where you are in the country. The sugar attracts them. Here, we don't have a problem with it, but if they smell any garbage, you know...
They're
on it, so we take it out. We've learned that we just don't, you know...
Sounds like you've been in a few different states, then.
Yes, actually, I have.
Where'd you start out at? Where are you from?
Oh, Chicago area. But I haven't lived there in a long time.
We have an office in Chicago, too, actually. I'm from the West Coast myself. I'm from Utah.
Well, how big are they here?
Point?
Yes.
We're probably sitting with about 1,800 customers. So, not the biggest, but we don't want to be. We like to focus on each customer.
That's what I will evaluate, I guess.
Yeah, that's good of you to try it. Now, what zip code are we in? We're in 19406.
Well, all right. Now, I mean, we're sitting in 19456. But the address, mailing address, is 19460, Phoenixville.
Okay. Well, let me
this
put down...
Oaks.
Let me put down your physical address, 19456.
Yes, in Oaks.
In Oaks.
What's the date today?
Today's the 25th.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then a home phone number we can have reach you at?
610-650-8789.
8789?
8789.
That's an easy one. Oh, I put that on your city. What am I doing? I'm losing it in this heat. First hot day of the summer.
Yeah,
right?
Well, people, yeah, mine's kind of dripped.
And then what's a second number we can reach at, a business line or cell number?
610-651-7182.
Okay. And then what we'll do, like I say, you'll see an increase in bugs for the first week and a half, 2 weeks.
Well, we haven't got our sprinkler on. How does this stuff have to be watered immediately?
No. As long as it's...
I mean, I could probably turn it on if I have to, but I really want... I like them to come out and do it.
Make sure there's no
breaks. Yeah, it didn't blow up. I've had that before.
Yeah, no rush on it, just so you know, it's not active until it does get wet.
Okay.
And then you're doing the year in advance, so we get you that discount. And that's it. Yeah, some kitchen, possible vole, or...
It's pretty small. My wife saw it and it had a tail.
Okay.
So she thought it was, you know, a mouse or whatever, but they're not living underground, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're good to go. I'll get you a couple of initials out of you here, and then I'll let you run your errands. I'm going to call the office and get them on their... way over here.
So how many are in this development.
In the new one, we're probably doing three today. In the older one, we've been out there for a longer time, so I can't even estimate how many we're doing.
Yeah, that. I think it's a little early. I think I was going to wait maybe another year or two, honestly. But,
okay.
I mean, I'll, you know, we certainly do get swarms of ants, and I don't even know what that means. I mean, I've literally seen them, and they're at various places. They have one on the back. It's like a pile of them. I don't know if they're fighting.
Yeah.
And so it's a, but it's this literally this black spot
just
in the ground.
Just coming up, huh?
And it's like, what the heck is that?
I think it's good timing.
And, yeah, so.
Because usually the only time ants are coming out of
Well, they do spray a little inside. It's about 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, on the initial service, again into the fall at least, and then next spring. So usually about three times. We always call a week in advance so you know when we're coming, and then we can coordinate a better time or day.
So are they coming on weekdays or
weekend? Yep, we can usually weekdays, or you can have us out on a weekend. We'll do that week in advance call, and if it's inconvenient for you, just call us right back and let us know. But we're happy to be working with you. I'm going to have the initial. Oh, you got your own pen. That's just kind of the price that you're looking at. And then the signature down by the date there.
Alright, well.
And then the money back guarantee, of course. And if you're not satisfied, let us know, please.
I will keep an eye on how things look, and
good.
It takes care of the problem. Not that we have a lot so far, but
right.
No news is good.
Well, and like you said, if you're seeing that swarming, the only time bugs really come out is when the nest is overpopulated, and that's what that sounds like. They're just shoving everybody out, or if they're out of food. So either case, it's a bad scenario when you're seeing them. Or mating season. So there's our info. We're on the bottom there. That's our local number. The website, which I think they're in repair right now, so if you look it up, it might say it's shut down right now. But yeah, we're part of the National Pest Management Association. Terminix is part of that. It's a big group. And then our physical address is at the top there. We're out of Bridgeport, so
okay.
If you need to write us a letter or something. But okay, we're good. I'm going to go call the office, make sure that 10 to 12 is still available, and we'll have them here hopefully sooner than the 12 o'clock frame.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Glenn.
Thank you.